Thanks for joining me on episode 889 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Derek Guajardo from Strong Life Coach. I encourage you to find your own journey to building your own strong life. And one way to be inspired to do that is by listening to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my friend, Scott Mader.
When you begin to do it that, when you begin to recognize the fact that there is a way that you can change your beliefs, you can actually begin to change your beliefs. We all delete and filter things. We all only pay attention to so much stuff every single day. Trust me, there are thousands of things that happen to you and around you each and every day that you ignore.
Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world.
In today's episode about developing your influence through stewarding your talent, I talk with you about how small shifts in your mindset can change your life. I share some examples of how you can begin to change your mindset, and I also talk about why your mindset leads to action that then changes your life.
You've heard me talk about developing your talent, and one of the best ways to do that is through books. But if you're like most people today, it's hard to find the time to read, and that's why today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Go to inspiredstewardship.com/audible to sign up, and you can get a 30-day free trial. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, and you can pick one and listen your way to developing your talents via Audible. That's inspiredstewardship.com/audible to get your free trial and listen to great books the same way you're listening to this podcast.
On the show, I talk a lot about mindset. I talk about how we see the world, what we believe, and how that influences. And the truth is, our mindset can make huge differences in ourselves and how we show up in the world and what happens. The way you look at things, the way you view them in your mind has an effect on how you perceive things. And in a very real way, the way we perceive things creates our reality. But the truth is that you can have different views of how you see it. And it's hard to explain what mindset is when you see it. When you run into somebody that has a difficult mindset, you know it. And when you run into someone that has a positive one, it. So the simplest way to describe mindset is it's your worldview. It's the way you look at things. Your mindset is an expression of any belief that you have and that you embrace as real and true. And that last part is key, because if you recognize that mindset is about embracing belief, it's about believing that something is true, not necessarily that it is true, but it's about the belief that something is true. And that means that if you embrace a new belief, you can begin to change your mindset. If you recognize that the belief that you have is not working, is not true, is not functional, is not helpful, and you work to shift it, then you're changing your mindset. So here are some mindsets that different people will have at times. You can view yourself as the victim, that everything always happens to you, you have no control, the world is against you. That's a victim mindset. Or you can turn that around and you can have a hero mindset, the mindset that you are able to overcome, that you are someone who can make a difference and rise above. It's not that you won't have challenges and it's not that they won't be hard, but that you believe it's not a matter of will you overcome something, but how you will overcome something. You just got to find the way. There's the scarcity mindset, the belief that there's not enough for everyone, and an abundance mindset, the belief that there is plenty of whatever out there. It's just a matter of making more or achieving more or developing more. Fixed mindset, that you're born a certain way and you're stuck that way forever, or a growth mindset that you can change and grow over time. These ideas are rooted in beliefs about how we see the world. And the truth is, as you change your belief, what happens is you begin to change your actions as well. If you change how you believe, then you begin to act in a different way. And when you act in a different way, then changes begin to happen. Changing your mindset can lead to action, which can change your life. So how do you actually change your mindset? Maybe you've begun to become aware of the fact that you have a victim mindset or a scarcity mindset, and you want to change it in some way. But the problem is, you're talking about beliefs. Whether you believe you can change it or not, you're right. In fact, the mindset that you can change your underlying beliefs is a mindset itself. If you entertain that possibility, is there just a chance that something you believe might not be right or might not be true? And is there a chance that you could change it? When you begin to do it that, when you begin to recognize the fact that there is a way that you can change your beliefs, you can actually begin to change your beliefs. We all delete and filter things. We all only pay attention to so much stuff every single day. Trust me, there are thousands of things that happen to you and around you each and every day that you ignore because your brain just cannot process that much. And we often think that if we change our beliefs, we're changing who we fundamentally are. And in a way, you are, but that's not necessarily a bad thing either. When you're doing it on purpose, when you recognize that a belief you have is negative or is holding you back, and you change it deliberately and intentionally and begin to change in a way that works for you, then that can begin to change your life. Think about it like this. What if you start thinking, instead of there's not enough to go around, that there is plenty for everyone? What if you just, every time you think to yourself, there's not enough to go around, and that fear-based mentality jumps in and you begin to worry about other people winning, which means you're going to lose, you just say, no, actually, there's enough. How can I make this work in a way where everyone gets what they want? Where everyone gets enough, where everyone succeeds, and not in a fake success way, but everyone actually truly does succeed. Be proactive about it. Begin to surround yourself with action ahead of time. Begin to think about what are you going to do ahead of time to make sure that it's a win-win situation. Define what the end is. What is it that you want out of this situation, and work to figure out what other people want out of this situation. And then begin to focus on creating solutions that allow everyone to win. You can actually do things like a gratitude journal and self-affirmations as well. These are ways that you can begin to change your mindset, because what's happening is you begin to focus on the process of looking at your belief and rooting it out and replacing it with a new belief. And as you do that and you enjoy that process, you will find that your life begins to change as well, because you'll begin to take action, and that action will result in positive change, which feeds back and reaffirms the new belief, which helps you take even more action. It becomes a positive feedback loop. And through that, as you change your mindset in small, tiny shifts, you will see big changes in your life. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you like this episode on the stewardship of talent, you can go over to inspiredstewardship.com/talent and sign up for our 5-week series on the stewardship of talent. Or if you're in the U.S., you can text 44222 talent tips. That's talent tips to 44222 and get those tips. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.